Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 3, 1806. Looking for a river. The Corps are camped at the mouth of the Quicksand River, known today as the Sandy River. The captains have been hearing about a considerable river that flows into the Columbia nearby. This information came from various Indians who visited on April 1. The captains decided to remain at this site for a few days to purchase some Indian canoes by trading either their pirogues or some elkskins. They also sent 4 men as an advance party up the river to find the horses they left last autumn and to prepare them for the Corps' arrival. On April 2, the indication of a large river to the south became so strong that Captain Clark decided to take a pirogue and a party of 7 men to find it, if possible. The main party stayed in camp to hunt and to build up a store of meat before they departed upstream. Later that day, Captain Clark found the river he was looking for, which the Indians called Multnomah, now known as the Willamette. 3 small islands at the mouth of this river hid it from the Columbia. Clark described the river as about 1/4 the size of the Columbia, with a gentle current. He wrote that he could see Mount Jefferson, Mount Hood, Mount St. Helens, and Mount Rainier, all from the mouth of this river. Today, April 3, Captain Clark writes,
"The water had fallen in the course of the night 5 inches. I set out and proceeded up a short distance, and attempted a second time to fathom the river with my cord of 5 fathoms, but could find no bottom. The mist so thick that I could see but a short distance up this river. Where I left it, it was bending to the east-southeast. Being perfectly satisfied of the size and magnitude of this great river, which must water that vast tract of country between the western range of mountains and those on the sea coast, and as far south as the waters of California, about latitude 37 degrees north, I determined to return. I prevailed on an old man to draw me a sketch of the Multnomah River, and give me the names of the nations residing on it, which he readily done. I purchased 5 dogs of those people, for the use of their oil in the plains, and at 4 p.m. left and proceeded on to camp, where I joined Captain Lewis. Captain William Clark, April 3, 1806.
Captain Clark drew several maps in his journals showing where the Multnomah joins the Columbia. Tomorrow, hunting and scouting.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.